la chilena con la mano.
Up episode 5, man. I've been doing this for 5 weeks. Doesn't feel like it. Anyway, this week on Football Without Hesitation, talk a little bit. MLS is on break, so talk a little bit the why I'm doing this, what I'm trying to do, you know, just to explain my little piece here. Try to see what's up, what's next for the Quakes. There is a break, but they still have a game coming up here in a week. And then the Burning Game Dragons had a big win at home last Friday, so we'll get into that as well. Again, MLS is on break, and I kind of want to explain why I'm doing this. I know this podcast, it seems like a new podcast comes out every other week, every day, actually. Three, four years ago now, I started writing a soccer blog, covering the local soccer scene here in Salinas, and that eventually evolved into a podcast that was broader, more about, you know, just Salinas in general, a podcast called Salinas Underground. But I always, you know, I still love the soccer thing. I love covering the local soccer stuff. There were so many stories here in Salinas. It's just a soccer area. I mean, it's just soccer crazy town. So I still like doing that. And then, again, being a Quakes season ticket holder, I was always there. And really, there's not that much coverage of the Quakes. I mean, even MLS in general, it's a lot better. But there really wasn't anything there. So I'm like, man, I still want to tell these stories. I want to talk about this game, this beautiful game that I really enjoy. Fortunately, I came across a tweet. These people asking for people that wanted to write, you know, cover MLS teams, and it was a website called Last Word on Sports. And big shout out to them; they're great guys. I ended up, you know, covering the Earthquakes for them for about a year. They were cool because, I mean, they were very flexible. It was very hard for me because of my job and everything else I have going to consistently, you know, put something out every week. But they were really cool about it, you know, and I really enjoyed myself. And that was really my first kind of step into that world. Like, wow, you know, you can actually, you know, tell these stories and people read them. Like, that's so cool. So I was like, you know, that was so much fun for me. I was so excited. But again, unfortunately, my schedule, I just can't do that. I don't have the time to, you know, really study stories well. Because, I mean, if you're going to write something, you have to, you know, be sure that you're not bullshitting. You can't just fucking throw some opinion out there every single time. You know, opinions are okay, but just this thing that sounds cool that isn't based on fact, and that's not real writing. That's bullshit. And I didn't have the time to really, you know, invest to do that. So I stopped writing for them. And again, I really, really enjoyed my time with them. Shout outs to them. Go check it out. Last Word on Sports, .com. It's a great website. They cover so many different sports. It's so cool. If you're into some sport that's not that popular, there's probably a section of it for it on that website, you know, so go check it out. I still wanted to talk, you know. I still had that itch. I still want to tell you these stories. And again, doing the Salinas Underground podcast, I have this equipment here. I have this equipment, so I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I'm gonna bring it to my office right here. It's nice and quiet, right on the edge of town. There's, you know, no noise, and yeah, and just set it up and record right here, and keep doing. You know, just tell my story. Just to, you know, see what I see. Again, covering the San Jose earthquakes and the Burlingame Dragons. Shout out to what was it? Jordan. I forget his last name, but everyone actually from the Dragons that I've dealt with, they reached out to us on Facebook, and it was like, what the hell is this? How cool is this? And they're really nice. They're really great people. It's a new team. Last year was their first year, and they won their division. You know, they were champs. So, and it looks like, you know, and they're the under 23 affiliate of the San Jose Earthquakes. They play in the PDL, the Professional Development League, which is the highest level amateur league in the United States. They play up in Burlingame. $10 a ticket. I mean, you can't go wrong. $10 a ticket, and like I said last week, 30% of players in MLS have at some point in their career played in the PDL. So a lot of these players are moving up. You know, they're going up to the big leagues, and they're very accessible. After every home game, the players all sit, you know, stand out there. They sign autographs to whoever wants, you know, and it's a really cool experience. So I'll be covering them as well. And you could follow me on Twitter at Baldini10. That's my Twitter account. That's what I'll be using for this podcast. And the name, I don't know if the name Football Without Hesitation, and I don't know if anyone's familiar with it. I got it from, it's a philosopher named Albert Camus. He's a French-Algerian philosopher, and he really liked theater and soccer or football. I mean, that was, they would say, in Europe. So one of his friends at one point asked him, what do you like better? You like theater or soccer? And Albert Camus' response was Football Without Hesitation. And that's I love that quote, because I love this game. So that's where the title comes from. But anyway, enough of that babble. I could go on forever. I could wax poetically of why I want to do this and what my goals are. But anyway, I just want to talk about soccer. I love the sport. I love the team. And, you know, the Quakes are, they got that new stadium, and that stadium, I talk about wax boy. I could go on about that stadium forever. But anyway, I haven't released an episode since the Portland game, so I haven't got a chance to talk about the Portland game. Once again, they're missing the four players to the Copa America, and once again, they didn't score a goal. it's funny, the front office, or, you know, the media people there, they only allowed two shots on goal, the lowest all season. It's like, yeah, they lost 1-0. That's kind of a weird thing to be happy about. But anyway, winning on the road in MLS is extremely difficult. I mean, nobody can really do it. Dallas is one of the better teams in the West, and that's why I think that tie against them a couple weeks ago was really crucial, especially with such a short roster. But I mean, you would like to see goals from the other players, you know. It's cool to get you get minutes that people like Tommy Thompson. I know, actually, he's down in Sacramento. It's good for the young guys to get that big league experience. But at the end of the day, if you don't score, you can't win. And luckily, you know, that break came at a good time. We'll see how Copa America plays out, and see how soon these players can come back. So anyway, that puts, with that loss, that creeps Portland within 1 point of the Quakes. Quakes currently in sixth place, right at the edge of playoff contention, which usually is, I mean, I guess it is kind of early in the season, but we're getting really close to the halfway point. A lot of soccer has been played. And that loss, that's why that loss was doubly painful. That would have put them up third with tied for third with Real Salt Lake if they would have won. But damn, I didn't realize that. But yeah, well, anyway, well, now Portland's within a point. So that game against Orlando, it's away on June 18th. It's gonna be crucial. I think Portland plays Real Salt Lake on the 18th, so that's gonna be a tough game for them. And it's at home, man. Real Salt Lake hadn't lost at home. But anyway, the Quakes and Portland play again on the 14th. It's a U.S. Open Cup game, so I don't know what kind of team they're gonna put out there. So it's disappointing sometimes how little MLS teams care, and I guess it's early in the play there in the cup, but damn, as a fan, as a supporter, I love hardware in any form. I don't care what every tournament you're in. I would like you to win every time they do that, the Diamond Cup or whatever their warm up tournament down there in Las Vegas, is it, or Arizona, somewhere in the desert. They do that warm up cup, and I'm just like, fuck, I don't care if this is what I want. I want you to win. I want that hardware. So sometimes it's disappointing, the squads that MLS puts out there. They always end up winning because, well, fuck, they're just powerhouses in the U.S. soccer pyramid. But anyway, speaking of the U.S. soccer pyramid, I was speaking earlier about the Dragons, who love what they're doing, and off the field, again, their front office seems, really well put together. They're really cool people. They're really responsive. Anytime, I've ever had any questions or anything, they've been awesome about it. It's amazing. Again, it is technically an amateur team, but it's definitely a professional organization. So it's been fun, and it's fun to follow them, and it's not a bad team. It's not a bad team, again, they play, what's the conference name? They play in the Central Pacific Conference, or Central Pacific Division of the Western Conference. And they were, again, first year last year, and they were champs. They won the Central Pacific, and this year they've only played 7 games, so everybody's within 3 points of each other here. So technically, again, if you look at the website, they're down in fourth place, but if you look at the points, they're only down a point from first place. They played, FC. Oh, Laguna, LA Laguna. It was so far. Another reason to bring back the Beat LA. I saw some advertisement, a tweet or something, and had Beat LA, and I was like, hell yeah, anytime to use the Beat LA. But anyway, they did beat LA 5-3. I mean, the eight goals, pretty damn exciting there, but to be honest, well, I don't know. Laguna is 0-4 with that loss, with 15 goals given away to only 5. I mean, not that any losses are given. I mean, losses and wins are given away, but that team, man, they seem like they're struggling. But anyway, there's a play, Jamail Cox. I hope, I think it's Jamail. well, he has 4 goals so far on the season, and he's tied for 3rd in the league, in the PDL. And, well, it's only, the team's only been around for a year, but last year the leading scorer had 5 goals, so he's well on his way to break that record, which is pretty cool. And but they're playing, when's this date? Figure out this date. I don't have the date. On Friday. Yeah, Friday the 10th. I have to release this before the 10th. Friday, June 10th is their first game against San Francisco City FC, who is SFCFC. Say that fucking 5 times. That should be fun. They're already calling it the Bay Area Derby. I'm excited for that. That should be a rivalry. I think, you know, that's already a natural rivalry. You know, it's kind of the suburban type, you know, Burlingame versus the urban, play at Keysar, really old school, San Francisco. It should be fun. I'm excited. I'm excited for those games. As soon as I saw that was going to happen, I was like, hell yeah, it's a natural rivalry. It should be exciting. And well, they're technically tied, you know, in the league, which makes it even more exciting. They're both right now sitting at 10 points, but San Francisco City has played in a couple less games. So when you break it down by points per game, San Francisco is at 2 points per game, while the Dragons are at 1.4. So, you know, they're doing better in that sense. So that game should be exciting. It's in Burlingame. Again, tickets are $10. By the time this is released, it'd probably sell out. This team draws very well. I think that shows where soccer is in this country. It's fun to see it grow. And that's why I'm doing this. You know, that's a big reason why I'm doing this podcast. I want to share the stories, you know, of like, look at this. Because you still hear it. It doesn't compare to this league or to that league. And it's like, well, it's not about that. You know, very rarely do these leagues play against each other in meaningful games. You know, it all depends on the domestic league, how good your domestic league is. And MLS is really, really growing fast. It's growing. I mean, it went from, you know, 10, 12 years ago to where it's like, man, is this experiment really going to work out? To now, every single team in the league, or most teams in the league, have their own stadium. And those that don't, a lot of them, if not all of them, are well on their way to get their own built. I mean, it's so much fun, and it's so exciting, and I'm really happy that I found a way to get myself back in this because I think it's a great story. And again, I love the sport. I love the Quakes. I'm falling in love with the Dragons, and I'm happy to be able to follow these teams and tell the story, you know, and to share my perspective, and I invite you to do it on yourself. I mean, this is so easy nowadays. Just, you know, make a blog, start a podcast, just have an honest opinion. You know, you just don't do it just because you want to jump on and say, oh, I have one. No, just come on and have an honest opinion and start a dialogue. Start a dialogue about this sport. And the more people that are talking about it, the better it's going to be, the bigger it's going to be. And the more, again, we'll develop the whole pyramid. And I don't know. I'm excited. And again, I could go on forever about this, but in due time. This is episode 5, man. We're going to be doing a lot more of these, and I assure you that we'll be getting better. I'm just here with, you know, a mic and a mixer. I'm figuring it out as I go, which is my favorite way of doing things. But anyway, so thanks for listening, and I'll catch y'all next week.